This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio number 1337. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, above all shortwave broadcasting. On this edition, recorded November 21st, African update from north to south. Clandestines for North Korea. Not much heard from Papua New Guinea. Canadian medium wave news. Special from Scotland. Frequency adjustments in USA, Russia, Sweden, Cuba. Peru's confusing frequencies. And the propagation outlook. For several years now, we've known that whenever we hear anything on shortwave from Libya, it's not actually transmitted from there, but relayed from somewhere else. They once had lots of shortwave transmitters of their own, but they had been inactive and perhaps even unusable. But now, some are being heard again, believed to come direct from Libya. DX Mix News in Bulgaria reported on November 16th that the Voice of Africa in Arabic was again coming out of the transmitter site at Sabrata, Libya. Heard on 15415, times varying between 0600 and 1155 UT. In BCDX, Noel Green in the UK was also hearing 15415, November 15th from 0810, but also in parallel on 15235. On that occasion, they stayed on until 1200 UT. Wolfgang Büschel observed that since the audio quality was good, these probably were relays as well. Now, Libya's external service has been relayed from France, and that continues. But for propagational reasons in Europe, these two frequencies at least seem to be coming from Libya itself. More speculation from Kai Ludwig, he says. The transmitters originally at Sabrata had not been maintained and are probably no longer in operational condition. Although two of them were installed as late as 1995, they may have purchased new transmitters to go on the air again. At least that's one theory. Wolfgang Büschel says he's been looking intensively at Google Earth images of Libyan shortwave sites. And near Tripoli, there was detected what looked like a scrapped former shortwave site. Of course, transmitters inside Libya could also be among those being used to jam Saad al-Amal between 12 and 14 UT, wherever it may appear, between 17630 and 17695. Algeria has also been relayed from Europe rather than direct transmissions from that country, but we lost track of the schedule when the B06 season began, no longer showing up on the former frequencies. Fortunately, Tony Rogers in the UK uncovered them in the HFCC list, and here is the schedule. Two frequencies at a time from Wooferton and Rampisham, UK, respectively. At 04 to 05 UT, 6125 and 6090. At 05 to 06, 6025 and 6090. At 19 to 20, 9825 and 11815. 20 to 21, 9455 and 11815. At 21 to 23, 6055 and 9850. This is the Holy Quran service in Arabic from Algeria. I happened to run across one of those as I was tuning around, 9825 at 1945 UT. Tony Rogers also heard them signing on at 04 on 6090 and 6125. Of course, 6090 is colliding with an alleged Christian, defunct Gene Scott, via Anguilla. Jose Miguel Romero in Spain also confirmed hearing many of the other frequencies. I'd been wondering if the Voice of Biafra International was still going after the latest seasonal change. Craig Christ in Virginia confirms it is. It's only 1 hour a week on Saturdays at 21 UT, and the frequency remains 7380 via South Africa. He heard them from 2138 until sign-off on November 18th in English, talking about the virtues of Biafra. In closing, this has been Voice of Biafra International coming to you from Washington, D.C. However, another clandestine broadcasting in English for nearby southern Cameroons is no longer being heard. During the A season, they had been Sundays only at 18 to 19 UT on 15695 via Germany, I believe that was. We checked that frequency and heard nothing. Then Wolfgang Büschel found another possible replacement, 11840, but that turned out to be carrying an IBB service from Germany in Dari instead. Furthermore, the Radio Free Southern Cameroon's website no longer works, so Dave Kenny concludes we may safely assume this is no longer on the air. Oh, looking at some of the history of this station, their transmissions when they were on the air were probably coming from Krasnodar, Russia, and not Germany. ANO The Buzz, I'm calling it, Africa Number 1, transmissions from Gabon on certain frequencies at certain times are ruined by a loud buzz which seems to be coming out of their very own transmitter. 9580 is that way much of the day. Plus, it's harmonic when it propagates, 19160. Also heard, at least during the morning hours, on 4777, which is not Africa Number 1 itself, but Radio TV Gabonaise, making us wonder if that's also transmitted from the Moyabi transmitter site. Here's some interesting observations of that by Jari Savolainen in Finland, November 19th. He says, at 15:59 UT on 9580, the buzz went off slowly, as if someone were turning the fade the buzz knob down. There was no break in carrier or audio noticed. During the next hour, that frequency was clean. However, 1 minute later, the same buzz popped up on 4777 until that went off at 16:57. 1 minute later, at 16:58, the buzz was slowly coming up again on 9580 without any break in carrier or audio. And a few seconds later, the audio was buried by the buzz. Via Jose Miguel Romero, we have another B06 schedule. English broadcast from Channel Africa in South Africa. At 03 to 05, I'm rounding off the times on 3345. At 05 to 555, 9685. At 05 to 07, 7240. At 06 to 655, 15255. From 10 to 12 and 14 to 16, 9620. 15 to 1555, 17770. And 17 to 1755, 15235. 20 to 22 on 3345. All of these intended for various parts of Africa, but audible far beyond. There are a number of target broadcasts to Sudan from outside. Let's try to update some of those. South Sudan Interactive Radio via the UAE was heard opening at 0630 UT on 15205 in English, says Nobuyakato in Japan, DSWCI DX window. They announced that the broadcast is Monday to Friday only. Sudan Radio Service, which is sponsored by EDC, a U.S. NGO, has not updated the schedule on their website. As of November 17th, still showing the old summer frequencies, but one new one has been discovered for the B season by Wolfgang Büschel. It's 9840 via Moscow between 14 and 17 UT. In case they ever do update their website, Fritz Adam on the ADX list says it's www.sudanradio.org, and their mailing address is care of EDC, PO Box 4392, Nairobi, Kenya. Yet another service for Sudan, Radio Nile, sponsored by the New Sudanese Council of Churches, has been transmitted via the Madagascar relay of Radio Netherlands. Dave Kenny in the UK says there's an HFCC entry for it at 04 UT on 12060 and 13725. But it's no longer mentioned on the Radio Netherlands schedule. Andy Sennett explains it is currently off the air. Radio Nile stopped broadcasting several weeks before the end of the A06 season, apparently due to financial difficulties. So the registration was made nevertheless in case they needed it. Whether they're off permanently or temporarily is not clear. BBC Monitoring observed Iranian clandestine Voice of Free Kurdistan signing on at 0357 GMT, November 15th, on 4670.1, opening with the Kurdish national anthem, which is called A Rakib, and then an introductory announcement IDing and mentioning Iran. Fair signal strength via a remote local receiver, but at 0404 it was obliterated apparently by an Iranian jammer. You've probably heard about Al Jazeera English starting up its competition to CNN and other worldwide television English news channels. However, it's almost impossible to pick up in the U.S. because of a lack of interest by most cable and satellite systems. Mike Cooper in Georgia, however, says Al Jazeera TV in English is freely available to anyone with a Ku-band dish on Intelsat America's 5 and an MPEG receiver, the same equipment allowing us radio enthusiasts to access WRN, Radio Netherlands, RVI in Belgium, Polsky Radio 1 and 3, Tunisia, Iran, and many others. In the British DX Club, Dave Kenny has the new schedule for Diwa Radio, that newest addition to U.S. external services, in Pashto, not for Afghanistan, but for Pakistan, 13 to 14 UT, 11510 and 15645. I believe that's the same as before, but now they have another one-hour broadcast at 15 on 11510 and 11765, making me wonder if they will next infill the between hour. From West Virginia, David Yosis reports hearing Minghui Radio via Taiwan, one of those Falun Gong clandestines for China, on 7105, November 18th at 2227. A fairly good signal in Chinese. And they mention President Hu Jintao. No definite ID, but it matches former loggings. So presumably that's actually being heard rather than Chinese jamming. Shigenori Aoki of the Nagoya DX Circle in Japan tells us that Sound of Hope via Taiwan has added a new broadcast in the Korean language at 09 to 10 UT on 11750. It's still getting jammed by China's CNR1 program. And Mr. Aoki also provides the B06 schedule of broadcasts for North Korea via Taiwan from three different services, but apparently they are somewhat related or at least coordinated. I'll give them in time order, 10 to 11, 9730, Radio Free North Korea in Korean, 13 to 1330, as we mentioned last week, 9950, Shiokaze in Japanese, English, and Korean alternating, 19 to 20, 9780, Radio Free North Korea, 20 to 2030, 9795, Open Radio for North Korea, 2030 to 21, 9645, Shiokaze in Japanese, 21 to 2130, on 9795, Open Radio again for North Korea, always in the Korean language. Getting back to Sound of Hope, Yogesh in Hong Kong says, have you checked 13580 for Firedrake? That may be a replacement for 13970, which disappeared with a seasonal change, that of course being a Sound of Hope frequency jammed by China. Ron Howard in California tells DX Listening Digest that radio station Pacific Ocean, Tihi Okean, from Vladivostok, has gone back to its winter frequencies, heard on 5960 parallel 7330 from 0930 until 1000. Bob Thomas in Connecticut has been monitoring many stations, including the Voice of Russia, since the seasonal changes, checking out the listed frequencies. For the North American service, between 02 and 06 in English, as a rule he finds the higher frequencies are inaudible, but the lowest ones are sometimes coming in well. Not heard during that entire four-hour span are 13665 and 15425. Apparently George Poppin in California, who is an official monitor for Voice of Russia, has been getting similar results, that is, not hearing 15425. So he got a reply from Anatoly Titov, frequency chief at VOR, saying that from November 23rd, they are replacing 15425 with 7255, but only during the last 2 hours at 04 to 06 UT. Apparently it remains coming not from Europe, but from the Far East Russia. Last week we reported how for more than 2 weeks, listeners to the Voice of Vietnam relay via Austria and Europe on 5955 between 18 and 20 UT were instead hearing an Israeli television sound channel because someone had mistuned a satellite downlink frequency. Wolfgang Guschels succeeded in notifying the proper authorities, and now that's been rectified. At last, the Voice of Vietnam is being heard again via Mosbrunn. as monitored since November 15th by Jari Savolainen in Finland and Jean-Michel Aubier in France. By the way, Kai Ludwig and Wolfgang Bischoff think the mistake probably took place not in Vienna, but in London at the control center of VT Merlin. The media magazine you monitor with your mind, World of Radio, number 1337. Your input welcome at P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK 73702 USA, or WORADIO at yahoo.com. Consult our website for much more info, especially the archive of DX Listening Digests, upon which World of Radio is based, worldofradio.org. Here's a report of the Voice of Indonesia's English broadcast closing at 0300 UT on 15150. You might think that's intended for North America, but I don't believe it is. It's rarely reported from here at 0200. This report came from Barry Hartley of New Zealand visiting Western Australia via BCDX. In fact, this frequency, I believe, is not normally on the air at that time, but when it is scheduled between 16 and 21, it's on a bearing of 318 degrees, more or less toward Europe. We haven't seen many reports of Papua New Guinea stations lately on shortwave, notably the most powerful one, 100 kilowatts on 4890. Visiting Puerto Vallarta, Jalisco, Guy Atkins says, I was surprised to find no hint of PNG stations at all monitoring November 11th through the 13th before 1200 UT when they should have been on the air. Nothing heard on the usual frequencies, not even 4890. We need monitors nearby in Australia perhaps to survey all the PNG shortwave frequencies and find out if any are currently active. There's always something happening to a regional PNG station. A story from the National newspaper of November 21st says Radio East New Britain has condemned the actions of persons involved in stealing its antenna at a repeater station. This, however, refers to FM 104.3. I'll mention of their shortwave 3385. However, help may be on the way. Another story in the National, November 15th, said 21 megakina has been allocated to rehabilitate the National Broadcasting Corporation as part of an even larger windfall for rehabilitation works around the country. Naturally, this doesn't say anything about shortwave in particular, so it could be just to build up the FM network. In the Future Plans Department, this from Ian Baxter on the Shortwave Sites Yahoo group. There's a fellow in New South Wales, Craig Allen, who has licenses for 7 domestic shortwave frequencies. Well, not actually shortwave, but 2355 kilohertz. Same frequency at 7 different locations around the country. In the Northern Territory, Queensland, Victoria, South Australia, Western Australia, and New South Wales. The last one being near Sydney, as it happens. He plans to introduce a shortwave digital service next year on this frequency, 2355. Unless they've made an unannounced frequency change, it appears that Radio New Zealand International is turning off its DRM transmitter after 14 UT. At least I'm not hearing it on 7145, although others are hearing the same frequency before 1400, not only in North America but in Europe. CBC La Voz, 17680 Miami via Chile, puts a very strong signal in almost all day here. However, at 2240 UT, I noted it was marred by interference from RNZI DRM. At that time, it's on 17670 to 17680. Even when they're both in AM, it's not a good idea for them to be only 5 kHz apart. Couldn't they find a clear frequency on the sparsely populated 16-meter band? And I've had the same comment about some other collisions on 16. Here's a brief excerpt from the fall newsletter of AFGE Local 1812, the union representing workers at the Voice of America. The agency is under a continuing resolution which allows it to operate at fiscal year 2006 budget levels. This prevents the BBG from executing its reduction in force of employees in these languages: Albanian, Bosnian, Croatian, Georgian, Greek, Hindi, Macedonian, Russian, Serbian, Thai, Turkish, and English. But do not think for a minute that the board is not champing at the bit to do so. There's been widespread speculation that the BBG will reverse its decision, or that Congress will miraculously find the money to keep these services alive. Remember this, the BBG has asked President Bush to eliminate these services, and that is the assumption under which we must act. Some U.S. shortwave stations have made frequency changes that do not yet appear in any of the official listings. I've found WWRB on 5850 in the mornings, around 14:30. After a few weeks on 9340, KAIJ in Dallas, Texas moved its daytime frequency again, November 19th, to 9480. Unfortunately, BBC World Service was also moving to 9480, but only between 21 and 23 UT via WHRI. That happened November 20th. So KAIJ is moving to its nighttime frequency earlier than expected at 21 UT on 5755. I was surprised to hear the all-too-familiar drone of Harold Camping on a WINB frequency, 13570 at 1430 UT. Checking their website, indeed, WINB is relaying Family Radio, also known as WYFR, 5 hours a day, 7 days a week, if I've shifted the times correctly, from 12 to 15 and midnight to 02 UT. Or at least it was, because in the last few days, WINB has been missing from its daytime frequency, 13570. Now there is a pirate broadcasting Brother Stair numbers. Someone has recorded him speaking numbers and put them together into five-digit groups, just like a real spy number station, heard on 6925 USB, Friday, November 11th, by Reiner Danischult, and also by Harold Froge in Michigan. The first time was at 21 UT, and the second one was at 2245 for a five-minute broadcast. Oh, the 2245 was on a Saturday, also heard by Bill Hassig in Illinois, all reporting to Free Radio Weekly. Attention those in Western North America who would like to DX something other than KNBR San Francisco on 680. It's almost never off the air, but a maintenance period is tentatively scheduled for early Wednesday, November 29th at 1 a.m. Pacific Time, or 0900 UT for an hour or so. Check that frequency 680 in case it's open. This was discovered by Mike Hawkins on the ABDX and IRCA lists. Mike Westfall has arranged a special DX test from his recently reactivated local station in Los Alamos, New Mexico, KRSN 1490. Sunday morning, November 26th, there will be 10-minute test periods at the top of three consecutive hours, 1, 2, and 3 a.m. Mountain, that is 08, 09, and 10 UT, including phonetic voice IDs, Morse code IDs, and sweep tones. KRSN 1490, running 640 watts, with its antenna, a unipole, on a cell phone tower. Brian Smith reports to ODXA that CHWO AM 740 in Toronto celebrated its 50th anniversary on November 17th. Of course, it's only the last few years it's been on 740, succeeding CBL. But to celebrate the occasion, they've also started streaming on the Internet. So you can now listen to their music for adults at www.am740.ca. Although many of us would consider Prince Edward Island pretty good medium wave DX, to Phil Refuse, who lives there, he's glad to see CHTN 720 off the air. His local station moved to FM, and he was surprised to find on his car radio one afternoon Greenland coming in on 720. Instead of CHTN. As reported to ABDX, St. Andrew's Night will be a special occasion for Radio 6 International in Scotland, planning special broadcasts via their webcasts and via various FM relays, but also there will be a shortwave frequency, not totally confirmed yet, 5775. That would be IRRS via Bulgaria. The time is 2100 UT on November 30th. Something had to give, and the collision between BBC via South Carolina and Polonia via French Guiana on 9660, both at 21 to 23 UT, has been resolved. Wells Perkins in New Jersey first heard BBC announcing the upcoming change going into effect November 20th. BBC moved to 9480. Correcting what I said last week about France, the remaining broadcasts on 17630 via French Guiana at 16, 18, and 21 UT are in Spanish, not French. They also have Spanish at 12 on 15515 and at 01 on 5995. Also, if you keep looking through their PDF schedules, you do find the English broadcast to Asia at 14 UT on 5920. There was a collision between Sweden and Ukraine on 5840. Reported last week, Ukraine moved to 5830. Now we hear from DX Mix News in Bulgaria that Sweden also moved off the frequency to 5865, that is at 21 to 22 UT. Apparently they did not coordinate, so they both moved away, leaving 5840 open. Bob Thomas in Connecticut reports English broadcasts from Radio Vilnius, Lithuania are now to North America at 2330 on 7325, at midnight 30 on 9875, to Europe at 0930 on 9710. On the Kondish list, Nicolas Eramo forwards an item from the deradios.com website about the airplane currently used by TV and Radio Marti, the Gulfstream G1 replacing the Hercules C-130. According to this article, the call sign of the new plane is November 820 Charlie Bravo. It's currently being rented to a private company called Phoenix Air. The call sign might be useful for plane spotting or intercepting two-way communications. Radio Vanacuba has finally made its change from 9820 to 6180 in English between 01 and 07 UT. At the beginning and at the end, it collides with the 250-kilowatt Radio Nacional da Amazonia, Brazil, which used to dominate the frequency. It also causes heavy interference to Radio Educación Mexico on 6185. Furthermore, David Hodgson in Tennessee and I heard it producing a mixing product with 6060 on 6300 kilohertz. The new Radio Republica Exile broadcast relayed from Sackville, Canada, is hardly audible here, but apparently it is making it to South Florida and presumably into Cuba on 9630 weeknights between 02 and 05 UT, despite the CBC Northern service only 5 kilohertz away at 9625. The Dentro-Cuban jamming command lost no time in hitting the frequency 9630, which means that Cuba is now jamming Canada. The Peruvian reported lately on 4790 is Radio Vision in Chiclayo. Chuck Bullen in Florida says he's still hearing that, probably in the morning hours. But Mark Taylor in Wisconsin reports on the same frequency at 0328 to 0435, Radio Atlantida in Iquitos, Peru. And furthermore, it was in English, several IDs heard. The propagation outlook from Boulder issued November 21st. Solar activity, very low to low. Geomagnetic field, mostly quiet to unsettled. A and K indices peaking at 20 and 4 November 24th. 35 and 6 on December 7th, in between down to 5 and 2, such as December 2nd to 5th, and after December 11th. Solar flux rising from 70 November 23rd to 80 on December 4th to 6th, down to 70 again by December 18th. Glenn Hauser concluding World of Radio 1337.